No, the medicine men that the history and anthropologists have looked upon as is, to my feeling, it's not medicine. It should be called sacred, because it's sacred to the man that owns it, and it's not passable. I mean, you couldn't give it away to the next guy. It's yours till you're gone, and then they give it back. Your relatives give it back. But this day and age, they try to work it like the Bible, hand it one from one generation to the next. But your medicine, your sacred bundles don't work like that. It works for the individual, just like I went out and I secured the power to all for luck. I can't give that to my kids. They got to earn it by themselves. But it works for me as long as I'm living. As long as I keep my vows and keep all the laws that obtain to it, the ordinance, I'd call it.
Well, what I was getting at is that, if you had a bear cult or something like that, you'd have a medicine man for that cult. But there is no medicine man that is more or less in charge of Sundances than year after year.
We have done that because due to the fact that some of the men at the new ones, the younger generation, don't know what the laws or ordinance comply to making the medicine a Sundance, so they get the older man. They still use that. They get the older man to put up for them or coach them along. And in this day and age, Joe Hill's been used a lot. Joe Hill participated in about 38 of them. So, he should be an authority.
Yeah, I would think so.
So, we use him a lot. My brother have got him. Of course, he's a greasy mouth, and he's our clan father. So, in that respect, we have used him a lot. And now, I notice John Trio from Fort Washakie comes down a lot for Thomas Yellowtail, because he believes him, and John Trio uses the little man as a medicine. See, he says he's a medicine man of the little people. So Tom wants that. So he's using John Trio a lot from Fort Washakie.
Trio is a Shoshone?
Right, he's a Shoshone. But we have Johnny Cummins, Dave Bad Boy, Joe Hill, and them boys there, they participate in quite a bit of it, and they know.
But they don't have any particular authority to say that this is my duty and I'm entitled to do this.
No, they ask them. If you read the book Two-Legging again, it explains pretty clear there when he went to sees the living bull wanting his medicine, and sees the living bull didn't want to give it to him because he said he was not ready for it. But Two-Leggins was want to be a chief so bad that he cut corners here and there. But Caesar Living Bull held him off for quite a while before he gave it to him. And by the time he gave it to him, we were at peace and he didn't have no use for it. And at the end of the book it says, and then there was nothing. Which is true, because he got the medicine for nothing.
Why do people Sundance now?
Just like I say in the barter, like I'm going to Sundance again next year because on account of my father. If my father makes it next year when the grass grows again, why I'm going to Sundance.
But this, in other words, people will make a vow to Sundance as well as a vow to sponsor a Sundance.
Right, I both see. Ways. See, if I have enough money, And of course, money's not the object in doing a Sundance, because once you do it, it's something very funny and it's unexplainable to me. My brother never had a crime dime, and he sponsored four Sundances very successfully. So actually, it's a religion that a lot of people see it. And the guy that does it, he doesn't clear nothing, actually, but spiritually he does. And one time my brother said that I'm going to go on the Sundance again. He said, I got one more to go. He said, and he danced about about 14 times, but he sponsored four of them. And he said, I'm going to have a Sundance, and he didn't have a crime dime. So when we start cutting the wood for the middle pole and for the outpoles, here come a check for $2,000 from unknown sources. He doesn't even know the man. The man wanted his oil lease. See, it's things like that that's what keeps the Indian religion going.
What are the costs that go along with a Sundance?
Well, you put out everything and nothing in return, but spiritually.
Oh.
Like beef, and, they have a feast at the end, see. And then you give the man that the sponsor has a coach, like Joe Hill or either John Trio or any of them. He uses them for a coach. And he gives them four horses, four blankets, everything four up to four, see, for him to coach.
So it must cost quite a bit to sponsor.
It does. It does. That's why I say my brother did it, and he didn't have none of these things, but he did finance the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, here come a check for $2,000 on this last one. And today, that's why I'm living today. I was dying, see, of cancer. I was dying of cancer. And I seen the Sundance, and they said, and this was in November. And I danced in July. And the doctor looked at me in September and said that he thought that I died. I weighed 148 pounds at that time.
What do you weigh now?
I weigh 215. So that's why I believe the Sundance, and I carry my own medicine.
When a person goes to a Sundance to participate in it, but not to sponsor it, does he seek supernatural power while he's there?
Right. Right. That, I've talked to quite a few of them that participate in before and after. Now, what are you going to pray for or why? Or it comes to that subject when we're in there. And I myself, for one, I usually forget myself why I got in there. Because people give me cigarettes and say, pray for me. And I'd have so many cigarettes, I'd be praying for them, and I'd forget myself. But I've survived to the next one. So do unto others the same as you want them to do unto you. It comes in there, see. And then I know the Bible enough where a lot of these things come in.
When you're...
So I can't doubt, I myself cannot doubt the Sundance.
When you're participating in a Sundance, who do you pray to?
The Almighty.
Was this the Indian Almighty or the Christian Almighty?
The Almighty, the maker of the trees and the world and the air, and me. Lastly, me.
So you feel that there is one Almighty who takes care of everybody and everything?
I see, the way I look at it is that there is an Almighty who made the heaven and the stars and the earth, who made the grass grow, and who made these trees that we're using, and who made me. Now in the Bible, who made them? You call it God. I didn't. I call him the creator, the first maker.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where the white man takes the faith away from me. He says that's no good, and he gives them a name and then uses them in vain. So I can't go along with you. He tried to remove something and left me nothing.
Very well put.
Even the guy from Valley Forge asked me the same question, and I told him the same thing. Why the Indians wouldn't go for Christianity? I said, we already know Christianity. It's our faith and belief. And you destroyed it, and then you replaced it with nothing. Here I got a feather that the Almighty gave it to me. Carry this through life, and it'll be luck. So I carry it. I wrap it up and smudge it at new moon. And he brought a book along, saying that the Almighty Son spoke in there. That's his words. Now, I look at my feather and I look at the book. Well, this is mighty. This is great. If they heard the man talking, it's great. The man that made it, his name is God. His son is Jesus. And when they get mad, they say, God damn, or Jesus Christ, see. But me, when I get mad, I don't say them things until I'm really in need. When I'm in need, why then that's when I call him. He said, call me whenever you need me, was the last time they heard him talk among the Indians. See, look after me, the Creator. And that's where we go today. And that's why Christianity is falling off on a reservation on account of that.
I want to talk about that a little later on here, further. Are more people sun dancing these days or fewer?
There's a variation. At one time they start falling off and now it's picking up again. Because Johnny Cummins proved, Johnny Cummins was chairman after a Sundance. At Sundance, he got up and he said, I want to be a chairman at the poll. And everybody listened. Nobody liked him. He said, I want to be a chairman today. And the very next year, he was elected chairman. So that strengthened their belief in the Sundance. Now, you don't see a Catholic going out there with his cross and say, I want to make this guy a chairman next year. If he's a chairman, he might be the same thing, but we don't see that. We believe what we see.
Do people get visions of supernatural power at a Sundance like they do on a vision quest?
No. The Almighty requests them to go to some pinnacle or some location that he will see him there at a certain time of the year when the cherries are ripe or when grass is turning brown. At any particular time, or the eighth moon, or certain things like that, it comes out. In me, I've seen four stones, and he said, believe in all four of them, and you shall live, and whatever you say will be true, whatever I ask. And the four stones, I've been trying to determine what it was, and here it was the four seasons. Pray through the year, and I'll live, and I'm living today. That's why the old Indians used to have these statesmen around to, like Plinicus, he went back there to these older Indians telling his dream, they interpreted to him. Mm-hmm. And today we don't have that, so we're trying to interpret it ourselves, and there's a lot of misinterpretation, but now, I'm 50 now, and I begin to see these things. I carry the Bible, I read it a lot. So is my dad. My dad is a deacon. My dad knows more about the Bible than he does about any religion. But still, I believe the Sundance.
Mm-hmm. Don't some people occasionally get power at a Sundance?
Right. Like I say, it's you can't say here or there, but some people get it there, and then some, they dream of another location to be met. Everybody that I have talked to never have actually come face to face with the Creator. He's always in the back. Even to me, he was in the back. And I know his voice. I can tell his voice in any crowd. I can hear it. A lot of people think I'm nuts when I do that. That voice is the only thing that I go by. I know his voice. I've heard him a lot now. But yet, I'm around today, and night I don't work. I just started working in the rug factory about, 3-4 weeks ago to pay my gas bill. See, I've been in the hospital for quite a while. But this voice told me to quit. He said, I'll take care of you. He said it in Indian, he said it in English. My gas bill runs from 120 to light bill runs from 200 on up. But somehow or other, money seems to come in and take care of me. So anything like that, I'm bound to believe it.
What's the ratio of men to women in Sundance?
They're just starting to go into Sundance in the last 10 years. It's picking up. Before, they do it alone.
The men, you mean?
The woman. The woman used to go out alone, see, and hide and go. You just tell her husband that I'm going to pass.
Oh, on kind of a vision quest.
Right. But now there's been quite a few women participating in Sundance, which is quite recent.
Are the young people getting into the Sundance?
They're in this transition where it's pretty hard to determine which way they're going to go. They carry things that represent some of the stuff from Sundance or Peyote, but just you can't tell whether they're hippies or Indians on account of that. And they're disguising themselves under the hippie situation to come out with it, so you can't hardly tell which is which.
But in a Sundance,
in the Sundance, the younger people, there's quite a few of them participate, and they ask us, the older men, they ask us what they did dream, and they ask us, well, what does it mean? They have asked right in the Sundance, but some of them, it's a, like you say, no account dream, see, or else I can't interpret it, or David Babboy couldn't interpret it. But we try to stay as close as possible, and what I've seen in the Sundance, and in my vision quests, they've all came true, and it's still running it. That's why I couldn't complete the tape yet, because it's so far-fetching. It even goes back to during the balls. From some of the dreams that I had back there, I've seen it today. So I got to go back and come back again.
When you say the balls, you mean the Battle of the Balls?
Right.
World War II?
See, I lost my brother there about a mile down the road.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
That's what the post is named after.
Oh.
But some of the things that I have seen there, and now, after I'm sick and join the Sundance, why, it kind of guides me along. Mm-hmm. I told this to a psychiatrist, and he thought I was crazy. But I told him, I says, I think I'm man enough to tell you, and you should give me credit. But he tries to give me stories on, and I said, no, I said, I don't need it. Because I can think a lot better clearly than any man around here, and I said, if you're going to give me stories, then I said, you better, might as well give it to the next guy too, because well, it's my faith, and I'm protected under the Constitution. So that's why I'm telling you, you want to know what I'm telling you. Because you can't help people when you don't know them. How can you help the Indian when you don't know what they're thinking?
Okay.
And I'm trying to help him in that respect, but he thinks I'm nuts.
Is there any correlation between the degree of crow blood in the people who are sun dancing and the lack of crow blood in those who are not sun dancing?
Well, we have some non-Indians in the Sundance this year, and they begin to believe it. And it's Bill Kelly, I believe his name is. He states that every time he helps the Sundance out and come back there when it's over and stands at the post and beg the Almighty in the Indian way, he says his books come true, and he believes in it. And every year he has financed a Crow Sundance, $50 a crack. So he's got faith in it.
Uh-huh.
And some of the Shoshones or Crees, they come down and participate with the Crows.
In this Sundance that the Crows have now, they do fast, as I
right.
understand.
You fast from the day you put your blanket on in the evening, from there on till the day they get out, which is 2 and 3 and sometimes 4 days. My brother's done 4.
Mm-hmm. Do most people feel like they get pretty good results from their Sundance?
They do. If you ask them, they won't, but to me, they say they do, because among Indians, they tell a lot better story. They said, my leg was like this, and I went to the Sundance, and I got over it.
Mm-hmm. Are there any people that you've heard complain about not having good results?
No, never had. They're about the most religious people, individuals, the people that I know. Of course, there might be some others like in Africa and Egypt and some of them tribes down there. They might have same kind of a faith, but the Indians themselves have very strong faith in the Almighty.
Roger, I don't remember whether we covered this point before, but I would like to know whether there are more people sun dancing now than there were, say, 20 years ago.
Well, during the war, there was a lot more sun dance because a lot of boys were in the service and they grasped onto any religion, but sun dance was really strong at the time. I was gone for 6 years, and at one time they said it was over 100 dancers in one sun dance. And then they had it 3 times in 1 year that same year. And there was some non-Indians that participated in the same way, but now today, about the average run of a sun dance is about 48, 50, and then through there. So I think it's holding up its pace with about the ones who believe in it. But the funny part about it is that if you participate in it, a lot of people bring in cigarettes, which are a token to a sacrifice for you to sacrifice for them to pray for their loved ones or for themselves. So there's a lot of people who still believe in it. Even the Sundance Pool, they go back there and pray whenever after the Sundance. A lot of them are ashamed. Of course, as transition went by, they browbeat the Indian religion so much that a lot of people are still being fairly complex about the religion, Indian religion, that is, Sundance especially.
What you talk about non-Indians being in on the Sundance, I wasn't aware that this happened very often.
I only danced with one of them, a non-Indian, a Caucasian, let's say. But even prior to that, there were have some been dancers, and now this past summer, I heard there was two of them. And one of them was really participating in it, and he'd get down on his hands and knees like a Hindu. And he wouldn't lay down. This past summer here, the one they had in Wall, and I didn't get to go there because I was still in the hospital then. But they say he really participated in it. I don't know his name. I never seen Tom since then, Tom's Yellowtails. Probably knew the guy.
Did Tom Yellowtail sponsor the Sundance this year?
Yes, and this Bill Kelly financed it. And they had the Sundance for the success of Bill Kelly's story. See, he's writing a book about Indian religion, and he's trying to make a show out of it, and that's why they had the Sundance for. In the years past, he believes that he so believes in the Sundance that every book that every story that he wrote was being accepted and published. So he kept up his belief in the Sundance, and he donates to the Sundance every year, whether he knew the man that's doing it or not. But I've seen some of his checks, which were $50 to buy the meal for the feast after the day after the Sundance. Well, I couldn't do it, and he wouldn't believe me. I told him the white man's the only one that's cut.
Roger, the Crow Sundance has not turned into a tourist attraction like the various ceremonies of so many of the tribes have, has it?
No, it never did. It's more or less advertised. Well, I couldn't use the word advertised. It's just among each other that they tell that they're going to have a Sundance at a certain time of the moon, and then by word of mouth, it's about the only way to be known between the parties or among the Indians themselves. and it's never been put on a, oh, I'll take it back. It was put on a handbill a couple times. And they were trying to make a tourist attraction, but the old men didn't believe it. So they quit that. And it's just by word of mouth of being advertised to be a Sundance to be held at a certain time. So it's not actually a tourist attraction.
Well, the crows don't prohibit non-Indians from observing the ceremony, do they?
No, they don't. They believe that everybody that comes to the Sundance, to whether they look on or believe in it, why they figured they all believe in it, and that's why they came.
And
there's no discrimination among the crowds of, as far as looking is concerned. One time they charged any man with a camera to help finance the feast, but that was done away with because they said that we're praying for everybody, and if they want to help, they will help. So there's nothing indication of discriminating against anybody but looking on. No, I'm not. They generally adopt each other to society in the old days to pass on the medicine bottles. Like the book in Tulagin about Caesar Living Bull adopting Tulagins into the tobacco society, which is considered sacred. And just the selected ones attend the tobacco society in the old days, but nowadays it's just more or less of a commercial deal too now. They adopt anybody that feels like want to belong to the tobacco society if you've got enough money to pay for a steer.
Well, do they make people donate for feasts, or what do they make people do to get into the tobacco society?
Well, for instance, if you ask me to adopt you, let's use it that way, you promise to clothe me with buckskin, and in return you put on a feast, and in return I give you what medicine bottles that I have. Maybe I have 3, 4, 5 of them, and I ask you to select each one of them before the day before the adoption. And if you selected one, we go in a sweat bath, and I give it to you then. And then from then on, you got the right to do what I did. Say, if I was an MC, I'm an MC now, see, by society. The Grismal Society, I bought it. It cost me 4 horses to talk to MC at any crowd. And this day and age, they kind of done away with that. Anybody can get up and take a mic. But I don't use a PA system. I use my own voice because I can holler loud enough anyway, and I bought it. And I got the right to be a MC at any gathering.
I ought to buy it from you. I have a lousy voice.
I really have a loud voice. Of course, being a top kick helps a lot with my mouth too. So I bought that from Jim Blaine, my clan father, and from Plain Feather, and from Sam Burden Ground, and from my own dad. See, you have to have 4 of them. The 4 winds, you've got to comply. So any district that there's a gathering there, and if there's no MC or announcer, I've got the right to step right in there and take over.
This right did not come from an organized group like the Tobacco Society, I take it, but was an individual thing?
You got to take it from one of your clan fathers.
I see. Do you have any idea how many crows are members of the Tobacco Society?
Well, quite recently they have turned it commercial-wise. Like I say, they adopt somebody that's got a few head of cows or financially off, they adopt them. So in that way, there's quite a few of them in the Tobacco Society. I've even heard one say, I bought this membership in society to lose money. So he didn't think much of it. The thing that goes with it, it's gone, because we're not at war, we don't go on war parties anymore, so they figure they don't need the medicine. Any sacred bundle that you see today are not for medicine, but for war parties, but for luck. That's about what they amount to.
Well, are there quite a few people in the Tobacco Society now, do you think?
There's quite a few, yes.
You think 100 or 200 or 500?
I'd say 200. But not all of them dance at the same time.
Do they have Tobacco Society meetings or ceremonies very often?
Not anymore. In my younger days, I used to see them in the wintertime, what they call opening them, feeding the medicine bundle. And they bring their bundles and they untie it, unwrap it, and smoke, and then they feed it, they call it. They're feeding their medicine. And they generally have that in the olden days, but the last one I've heard was about 5 years ago.
You've mentioned feeding a medicine bundle to me in times past. Would you explain that to me so I'm sure that I understand exactly what
well,
you mean?
Let's say we have pemmican, and we've got the medicine bundles out, you take a pemmican and you take a pinch out of the pemmican and take it out.